Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Farmers affected by ongoing drought conditions in Manchester have received water tanks thanks to the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. Stay with us to find out more on today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's amnesty, now extended to July 31. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, now extended to July 31. Call 908-4419-24 for details.
Under the Ministry of Agriculture's Drought Mitigation Program, 37 650-gallon water tanks were recently handed over to farmers in Manchester who continue to be affected by the current dry spell. This was the second such exercise to be carried out under the program, which will see the distribution of 300 water tanks valued at $5 million to farmers across the island. Coffee farmers in the Blue Mountain Ridge of East Rural St. Andrew were among the first batch of recipients of 10 water tanks, which were handed over on June 23.
Following on last year's record-breaking drought, which cost the sector in excess of some $125 million. We are now once again into an intense period of dry weather.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellio. The tanks are being distributed with the assistance of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA.
We will also be providing funds to assist with the trucking of water to fill these tanks.
Mr. Kellio says the provision of the tanks is among several notable programs being implemented by the ministry aimed at strengthening the sector's resilience to drought and also in response to the effects of climate change on farmers.
These initiatives include the Government of Jamaica Adaptation Program for Agriculture, which is valued at some $2.5 million, a $31 million production incentive program, which was given to members of parliament earlier in the year, and there is another one on the way, and $19 million that was provided to the protected agricultural subsector for boosting our water harvesting capacity, which is expected to increase the subsector's capacity to produce during dry seasons.
Mr. Kelly says the ministry acknowledges that more needs to be done to assist farmers, particularly in light of the Meteorological Office's forecast for above normal dry spells and temperatures during the second half of 2015.
In that regard, we will continue to provide support to the most vulnerable and critical production areas through the Government of Jamaica Adaptation Program and other programs as we seek to build productivity within the sector.
And on the Calling Farmers Notice Board this morning, the 120th Annual General Meeting of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, will be held today, July 8, at the Demby Showground, Maypen, Clarendon, commencing at 10 a.m. And now for our proverb of the day. When water throwe, it can't pick up. And this means you can't turn back the hands of time.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time on this station for another edition of Calling Farmers. Have a great day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.